The forest of Vrindavan. Now I will describe the form, qualities, and position of the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, which overflows with all wonderful attributes. Though the forest of Vrindavan contains the matchless essence of the majesty of Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Saram, there is no limit to its great sweetness, Navai Kuntha Saram. Although its splendor, Yaprabhuta, seems to arise from the field of Chit Shakti or spiritual energy, it eternally manifests in newer ways, Nava Prabhuta, at every moment. Though it is unadulterated, Akritakam, it is also the giver of bliss, Kritakam. Though it is perfect by the Swarup Shakti of the Lord, Prakriti Siddham, it is not created by the Maya Shakti, Aprakriti Siddhim. Though its form is eternal, Nitya Bhutam, it is a dwelling place of Krishna's eternal associates, Anitya Bhutam, or a dwelling place consisting of spiritual elements. Though filled with sweet-tasting fruits and other objects, and with varieties of rasas like Shingara Ras, Surasa Artha, this forest is difficult to attain for the devatas, Sura Sarta. Though it is covered with wonderful trees, luxuriant with verdant leaves, Pipalavad, there is not the slightest possibility of calamity or dangers. Vrindavan's trees are eternally manifested and always replete with flowers and fruits. Though these trees are the places of Krishna's pastimes, Lila Ayantana, they are filled with branches, Ali Lila Yatana, resounding with the humming of bumblebees. Although Vrindavan is covered with many kalpa brikshas, Mandara Bohulam, it is also a pleasant place for good people, Amanduram. It is splendid with Bakula trees, laden with leaves and fresh flowers, Navakula. It is resplendent with Tamal trees, bending down in many rows, Nata Mala. What more can be said of Krishna's lovers, who are like creepers endowed with the ripe fruits of their breasts that are white from the chandana covering them and red from the scratches of their lover afflicted by the strong blows of lust. Krishna is surrounded by his beloved gopis who appear like creepers of love. Similarly, Vrindavan is decorated with a variety of splendidly beautiful trees such as tal, bal, karanja, cinnamon, red sandalwood, and Krishna is full of mercy, Karuna. The forest is full of Karuna trees. As an assembly of sages is adorned with exalted persons like Sandilya and Lomasa, similarly, the forest of Vrindavan is decorated with trees of Bael, Java, Kadira, and Jatavamsi. As a battlefield is decorated with the movements of foot soldiers and elephants, Vrindavan is decorated with the branches of Pilu, Charmi, and Karavira trees. Just as in the battle between the Kurus and the Pandavas, Arjuna covered Bhishma's body with arrows, while surrounded by soldiers like Shikhandi, Vrindavan is full of Arjuna, Sara, Nagakshesara, Balataki trees, and abundant peacocks. As Vrindavan is fully, totally liberated, Atimukta, persons, Purusha, devoid of all lamentation, Ashoka, it is filled with trees of Ashoka, Purusha, and Atimukta. Though all the planets are present in Vrindavan, there are no inauspicious combinations of the Sun, Moon, Mars, Venus, Saturn, Jupiter, Mercury, Rahu, or Ketu. The dazzling light of Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra ever protects and illuminates Vrindavan. Since it is the site of Krishna's eternal pastimes, it is not destroyed by time or subject to material transformations. It is free from all disturbances. Though many intelligent devotees reside here, it is inaccessible to mundane scholars. Ignorant or lazy fellows cannot be seen here. Completely devoid of ignorance, the effulgent forest of Vrindavan grants liberation to all its inhabitants. If someone says that in Vrindavan we see the sun and other planets just like any ordinary place, then I say that actually all these planets are spiritual. But due to the influence of the Lord's Yogamaya, they appear to be material. Thus, Vrindavan's effulgence is due to the supernatural power of its own spiritual sun, moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Ketu, Rahu, and the stars. Though festivals appear at every moment, Vrindavan is beyond the influence of time. The forest of Vrindavan, which automatically nurtures good qualities with its residents, is unlimited, but it appears to be only 84 kroshas in circumference. Its golden trees, bushes, and creepers sparkle like emeralds. Fragrant creepers cover the golden jewel-inlaid footpaths. Some places abound in crystal trees, bushes, and creepers standing on earth made of rubies. In other places, ruby creepers entwine crystal houses. Golden creepers embrace emerald trees, or emerald creepers surround golden trees. One can also see crystal creepers crawling up ruby trees, or ruby creepers embracing crystal trees. These incredible jewel trees have branches made of various jewels, many types of jeweled leaves and flowers emitting unique fragrances adorn the branches. Surrounding the bases of the trees are basins of water filled with jeweled waterfalls flowing down jeweled mountains, pouring out jeweled water. The basins are made of different kinds of jewels, decorated with jeweled birds. As much as the sun sends scorching sunshine, the trees provide cooling shade. As the rays of the moon fill the mind with joy, so do the roots of Vrindavan's trees. As a cultured person is well versed in the 64 arts, the trees of Vrindavan are adorned with beautiful bark. As warriors are decorated with good character, the trees are adorned with beautiful branches. As an arrow is equipped with a beautiful feather, the trees are decorated with nice leaves. As Swargaloka is resplendent with the demigods and the spring is decorated with malati flowers, all the trees are ornamented with beautiful, fragrant flowers. As Karma Yoga yields fruits to a flawless performer, and as an arrowhead has an iron tip, the trees of Vrindavan always provide abundant fruits. All these trees exist eternally. They have not grown from any seed. Just as Sara trees naturally grow in groups, by Krishna's desire, the trees in Vrindavan also grow in natural clusters. Even without watering or observing any rules of arboriculture, the trees in Vrindavan produce abundant fruits and flowers. Like a perfectly composed poem or an artistic drawing, the trees of Vrindavan display a faultless excellence. Braja's trees always contain leaf shoots, buds, flowers, unripe, half-ripe, and fully ripened fruits at the same time. The crystal basins encircling the bases of the trees perfectly reflect the image of the trees. Though there is no water in these basins, the birds think there is, and they foolishly try to bathe there by spreading and shaking their wings and dipping in their beaks. The glitter of the sapphire basins appears like the water of the Yamuna being moved by the wind. The trees reflected in those basins display ecstatic symptoms as their buds stand on end when they try to embrace the waves of the dark blue effulgence. Bathed in the reddish light of the ruby basins, some trees appear to be dyed red with lac, or as if the sap, rus, of attraction to Krishna is oozing out, having no room within their bodies. Though completely spiritual and endowed with various powers, these trees, as well as the Lord himself, appear to be material to the mundane eye. As women decorate themselves with designs drawn in sandalwood paste, the creepers of Vrindavan are decorated with leaves and shoots. As independent women freely embrace their young lovers, the tender creepers wrap around their favorite trees. The creepers carry the heavy weight of abundant flowers like women bearing the pain of longing for their lovers. The joints of the creepers enhance their longing and appear like the devas shining in an assembly hall. Though a woman is contaminated in her period, the creepers remain pure even while flowering. Though the creepers move in crooked ways, they show not cruelty but kindness to their leaves and flowers. Though fickle, the creepers do not play the momentary brilliance of lightning, but a permanent brilliance. Creepers maintain their gravity even after being repeatedly kissed by the bees. The wind blows them about, but they remain beyond anyone's touch. The splendid creepers of Vrindavan assist in Krishna's pastimes and bestow a strong desire to attain the Supreme Lord. Besides the 12 major forests of Vrindavan, there are smaller forests known as Upavanas. In some of these forests, there are small coconut trees having ripe coconuts lying at their roots. Using the roots as pillows, the coconuts seem to be sleeping comfortably. The narrow trunks of the betel trees resemble the slim waists of young women, and their abundant fruits hang down like a woman's heavy necklaces. The Naranga creepers hold their clusters of ripe fruits without letting them fall to the ground. Those fruits appear like countless planets of Mars, red in color, which outshine the other planets in the sky. The lovely creepers, dancing gaily in the breeze, give pleasure to the eyes. Hundreds of pomegranate trees blooming with clumps of flowers add an astonishing grace to the forest. When the ripened pomegranate fruits burst open and start oozing juice, they look like an elephant's forehead dripping blood upon being clawed open by a lion. In all directions, there are thousands of red flowers filled with bees. These red flowers resemble the cindera on young women's foreheads. When parrots perch on the lightweight boughs of flowers, they hang down to form natural arches. Afflictions such as hunger, thirst, illusion, old age, disease, and death are forever absent in these transcendental arbors. Sweet sap flows continuously from beautiful day trees. Dried grass, leaves, and other debris cannot be found on the forest floor. Clusters of grapevines and many attractive groves wait to fulfill the desires of Braja's youthful gopis. Fruit-bearing shama creepers add a pleasant sight to the forest. The kamaranga trees, with their lavish supply of fruits, look like men performing actions to attain heaven. Apsaras like Ramba, cavorting in the celestial courtyards, have shapely thighs like the trunks of banana trees that grow throughout Vrindavan's forests. Towering tall trees ornament the forest scenery, just as a variety of pleasant rhythms, tolas, accent a song. Ripe jackfruits ready to fall saturate the forest air with a heady fragrance, like karmic workers waiting to descend from heaven after tasting the ripened fruits of many sacrifices. Bountiful bilva trees appear like numerous dancers in a theatrical performance. The black jama trees diminish the light of the forest. As the jamu trees on Jambudweep reduce the effulgence of Mount Meru. As Bhadarik Ashram shelters the ascetic worshippers of Narayana, these forests shelter many jujube orchards.